ready and racing.
Welcome to the Dogcast for Greyhound Racing SA. Visit grsa.com.au.
Well, hello once again and welcome to the latest edition of the Dogcast brought to you by Greyhound Racing SA. I'm your host today, Luke Marchioro, and I'm joined once again by the man behind the At The Dogs SA handle on X or Twitter, however you want to refer to it, Todd Gray. And Todd, welcome to the show. We've got a jam-packed edition of the Dogcast coming up today.
We do. We've got to look at some heats of the old Group 3. We're heading down to the Blue Lake City, Mount Gambier.
Yeah, it's got fantastic heats of the Mount Gambier Cup. We've got 8 of them to get through. So we're going to get stuck right into all the action there at Mount Gambier with our preview coming up shortly.
All eyes will be on the Group 3 Mount Gambier Cup on Sunday, 14th of April. Sponsored by Cadillac Racing. Get trackside for exciting greyhound racing with live music, fantastic food and free kids entertainment. It's a great day out for the whole family. We'll see you at Tara Raceway, located on Lake Terrace East. Gates open 11 a.m. Head to mountgambiergreyhounds.com.au for more info.
Don't chase your losses. Walk away. Gamble responsibly.
The Preview.
Our preview is brought to you by the 52nd running of the Anniversary Cup at Angle Park on Thursday the 25th of April. With an elevated prize pool now totaling $50,000, join us trackside for a massive night, including our Putter Up promotion, which includes a $2,000 drum and golf voucher. There's also live music, kids entertainment, trackside bars and more. So for more information or hospitality packages, visit greyhoundracingsa.com.au. It really is a continuation of a really big month following on from Murray Bridge Cup, the East Star Match Races, and now we head to Mount Gambier, Todd, for the Group 3 Mount Gambier Cup as well.
Yeah, busy times ahead as well. It should be a good 54 years, I think you said, with the Anniversary Cup. Going strong, over half the century. It's just brilliant. So many good people have come and gone in those years as well, so I'm looking forward to that night.
And the tickets are already selling really fast for that. With Live Golf being on that weekend, it's going to be a really big night. We've got this Putter Up promotion, which is going to be a lot of fun. You can putt to win a chance to win a $2,000 drum and golf voucher. So plenty of good motivation there for the golfers, good and bad. You know, anyone could lift their game with a golf voucher like that, I think. So that's the Anniversary Cup. So we've got to get through the Mount Gambier Cup first. And Todd, we've got 8 heats of the Mount Gambier Cup this week. And there's some really deep heats and some real big quality across the fields here for the Mount Gambier Cup.
First of all, well done to everyone involved to get this many heats as well, and the depth and all the interstate travellers coming over for it as well, and obviously some of the dogs from down this way as well. The Aloisi's going up, Cameron Forshaw and Hunter Rico to Hurley's. I think everyone to do with this Mount Gambier Cup this year should be very, very proud. I was not expecting this many heats, and I'm glad I'm to be proved wrong.
Yeah, it's a really fantastic mix of Mount Gambier locals, some Metro dogs from SA going up, and the interstate is coming over, and you get some really interesting form lines converging in these heats as well.
Oh, you do. You have a little bit of, like, every little aspect is covered. Like, so the interstate visitors, Adelaide dogs, locals as well. And there's so much depth in some of these heats. Obviously, with this many heats, winners only. You got to win to get through to the final. And, of course, we've got Hunter Rico running for the little bonus as well after taking out the Murray Bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's $10,000 on the line there for Cameron Forshaw and Hunter Rico. If he can do the cup's double, but we're going to go through these heats shortly. He's going to have plenty of competition. So obviously the cup this year is sponsored by Cadillac Racing. They've been the new sponsors out at Mount Gambier. They've done a really good job. So the Cadillac Racing 2024 Group 3 Mount Gambier Cup. Let's look at this first heat, Todd. So it's race 2 on the card. So a nice early start to these heats with there being 8 heats. So box 1 is Unique Destiny for Matthew Lanigan. Box 2, Aston Marvel for Dustin Drew. Box 3, Nature Strip for David Gill. Box 4, Triumph for Tim Aloisi. Box 6, Captain Rosie for David Peckham. Box 7, Can You Catch Me for Tracy Price. And box 8, Ruby and Rice for Beck Roman. Todd, some really interesting form lines converging here. How did you see this one playing out?
Very interesting, very interesting. I'm going to sound like a broken record all the time here because every heat I find very interesting. But I am with number 2 here, Aston Marvel for the Dustin Drew kennel. Look, the fact that it has been here before, it recorded the 29.49, I think that's going to be very good for it. I think it wants to be to the inside. All it needs to do is beat the 1 out, which I believe it can. So Aston Marvel for me in that. Now after that, I'm putting Nature Strip. This dog ran around at Triag and yesterday when we were recording this on Wednesday in a free-for-all race, and it ran very nice. Ran a drum, had box 6, got no luck early. It's a bit hit or miss at box ride, Nature Strip. Not seeing the track, I'm going to roll the dice and say that it's going to miss it just a bit, which will help Aston Marvel. And then after that, I'm going to put in Can You Catch Me to Local Hope. Drawn okay out wide for mine, and I think it's mapped to get a good run to the first turn, and then Triumph for Tim Aloisi to round out the first four. So I've left out some pretty handy dogs there, but you can't tip them all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are my numbers.
It's a fantastic heat. Nature Strip, obviously, a greyhound that's come through a lot of these country cups in Victoria, running behind dogs like Explicit and these type of dogs that have come through as well. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that dog goes, Mount Gambier. I'm assuming it'll be its first look at the track. So I've got Nature Strip on top, though. I just think that we've seen it with these Victorian one-turn dogs is they've always got such early speed, and I think early speed is going to be really important at Mount Gambier. So I've got Nature Strip on top. I just think that form behind some of those really strong dogs like Explicit and Tim Zoo and some of these country cups.
Pretty handy
as well.
Dogs.
They're really good form. So I think Nature Strip is my pick to win that heat. To beat Triumph for Tim Aloisi, obviously stepping back off the 595 form as well from the Easter Cup heat. Missed the final with a little niggle, but he's a dog with plenty of power and plenty of strength. And I think in a field with a lot of early speed, if it gets a nice position, it's going to be powering home. Ruby and Rice for Beck Roman from Box 8 as well. Another interstate dog, spent some time in Tasmania, spent some time in Victoria. Again, another pretty talented dog. And then I also had Aston Marvel for Dustin Drew as well in for fourth. I think that's another dog that's run time at Mount Gambier and is going to be firmly in the finish there as well. But really one of these ones where if you said all seven dogs that were in this race progressed through to the final, you wouldn't be surprised, because we haven't mentioned Captain Rosie and I haven't mentioned Can You Catch Me, the two local hopes as well. And both those dogs have been in pretty good form for Dave Peckham and Tracy Price respectively as well.
Yeah, and like even Unique Destiny from Box 1 for the Maddie Lanigan kennel has got pretty decent interstate form. I just think it's going to get swallowed up a little bit early to the first turn.
Yeah, it's going to be hot in that one. So moving on to the second heat, race number three. Federal Fernando, Box 1 for Dave Peckham. Come On Kilkenny for Jason Newman in Box 2. Keanu Boy Turbo, Box 3 for Nicole Stanley. Box 4, Tommy Tequila for Daniel Gibbons. Box 6, Min Ellie for Tracy Price. Box 7, Chapel Road for Kia Hurley. And Box 8, Divine Nature for Matthew Lanigan. A bit of Murray Bridge Cup form here with Chapel Road and Divine Nature. And some other dogs thrown in the mix as well. How did you see this one, Todd?
Yeah, a couple of finalists from the Murray Bridge Cup here as well, and I'm going to be with one of them. Chapel Road for me again is going to be my own top selection. I believe the Hurleys have went down the Mount Gambier, so this dog would have seen the track and has trialled there. Really, when it won its heat of the Murray Bridge Cup, I thought it was brilliant, and it lost no fans in the final when it did run second. All it needs to do is get away safely here. Divine Nature for mine will probably put a little bit of pressure onto it, but it showed in the heat in the final Chapel Road that it doesn't, you know, it can deal with a little bit of early heat, and it musters really well. So Chapel Road's my own top selection, and I do think that'll actually lead the eight Divine Nature into the race quite well. I like the outside pairing here. I think they'll jump well and always the seven will carve over and give the eight a lovely carve across too. But I don't know if Divine Nature can run down Chapel Road. I really don't. So Chapel Road on top, Divine Nature in for second. Tommy Tequila, a nice little versatile dog for Daniel Gibbons. Obviously first time at the track as well, but it's been to plenty of tracks. It's a pretty professional type of dog. And to round out the first four, Federal Fernando as well. Just think from this draw, I think he's going to get a few favours early. There is a dog in this race called Come On Kilkenny, which will make sure the pace is on really thick and fast here, but I do think it'll puncture late for mine. So I'm going 7, 8, 4, and 1.
Do you have any concerns about Chapel Road getting over the field with some of the speed on the inside from box 7, or do you think it's going to have enough to get over?
I think it'll beat the six out. I'm not too worried about Minelli in six. And then they've got the vacant box in five. Tommy Tequila can be a bit hit or miss, but from what I've seen of it, it wants to get to the inside and rail. I think there'll be a little bit of pressure coming over. So I think it'll kind of be a little bit of a kind of like a domino effect. They'll be all carving over from the outside, and I think the outside pairing will be able to get across from there. I do. No, I'm not too worried at all from them with the outside draw for Chapel Road. I'm happy to roll the dice on it.
Okay, I've got Tommy Tequila on top. I think this dog is going to have plenty of early speed. I think it'll be able to get over from what's on the inside. Federal Fernando has only had the one run in 3 months, probably not in as good a form as what it was previously. So I think Tommy Tequila leads, and I think it wins this race. Just think some of the form behind it. It's a very, very talented dog. It's got plenty of ability, and Daniel Gibbons training, so making the trip over. So I've got Tommy Tequila on top to beat Chapel Road. Chapel Road, we saw its class through the Murray Bridge Cup, and I think it's got plenty of ability, and I think it will be firmly in the finish. Divine Nature in for third for Matthew Lanigan, and I threw Federal Fernando in for fourth as well. I just think this dog, its best is brilliant. I think its best has been at Murray Bridge, though, and not at Mount Gambier. Mm. So if I can get close to capturing that form, I think that can be, you know, back, but I think there's a bit of a question mark off the layoff. But, again, another really interesting final, another really interesting heat, and whoever gets their place in the final out of this one is definitely going to earn their passage through. All right, race four is the third heat on the card. Now, this one is another really open race. We're going to say that a lot with these heats. Box one, Wild Banker for Tracy Price. Box two, Lawnhead Express for Kayla Cottrell. Box three, Imperial Sash for Beck Roman. Box four, Electra Abbey for Philip Lenehan. Box six, Tracy Price, Bad Move. Box seven, Uriel Bale for Robert Camilleri. And box eight, Mr. Fahrenheit for Jeff Galea. Mix of form lines here again, Todd. How did you see this one playing out?
I guess winning form is good form, and you can't beat a picket fence line of form with number two, Lawnhead Express. Very versatile type. You've seen it's been running at Meadows, Sandown, Bendigo, so it's used to going around multiple tracks, and it's very versatile with the distances it's won over as well. It's won from the 400s, 500s. It's even been over the middle distance of 595s and 600s. Again, just the fact that it hasn't seen the track is a little bit of a concern, but it's been to so many other tracks, and that surely it's been foreign to a few of them before we're going there. So it's just a nice professional dog, and again, it's won five in a row. I can't see why it can't make it six. Does need to beat Wild Banker out. Wild Banker is a little bit of the enigma in the race for mine. It's got plenty of ability, but if the two crosses it, it might end up just struggling a little bit. But if it can hold its spot on the inside, it might be able to pressure the two. But the fact the two's won over the middle distance for mine, can give it the slight little advantage. So I am with two to beat the one, Wild Banker. In for third, Uriel Bale. This was at running, I think this won the actual race that Nature Strip ran third in at Traeagon when it had box one. Very professional dog as well. Does prefer the inside draw, but the six isn't all that great out, and neither is the eight for mine, Mr. Fahrenheit, so I can't see why it can't beat that out. And I will put in a dog called Bad Move in for fourth. It should be decent odds in this as well. Again, I'm not too sure where it ends up in the wash-up to the first turn, but it knows the track and it knows how to navigate a field. So my numbers in that are going to be 2, 1, 7, and 6, please.
Yeah, I've got Lawnhead Express on top as well. Kayla Cottrell coming over with this greyhound. She's had some really great greyhounds in her kennel in recent time, and this dog looks like it's no exception. You know, look at the form line. You know, it's beaten Hilltop Jack, which has been a pretty good performer in Victoria as well. It's won grade four races at Sandown, grade four races at the Meadows, and I think that form holds up really well in this race here as well. So I've got Lawnhead Express on top. To beat Wild Banker, he was sort of the bolter for me through the Murray Bridge Cup yep. series. He produced a brilliant heat run, showed plenty of early speed, and then held off Dasher Blue, who was flying home in the heat, and then was a fantastic run into third behind Adhana Rico in the final as well. So I've got Lawnhead Express on top to beat Wild Banker. Third, I had Uriel Bale as well. Again, this one turn form from Victoria coming over as well. Another dog with plenty of speed. I think it's going to be in the race as well. And then I had the other Tracy Price run a Bad Move in for fourth as well. I think Tracy has got some dogs going really well down there at Mount Gambier, and I think this is another dog as well. It's run some one-term races in Victoria at Horsham as well. So I've got 2, 1, 7, and 6 in this race. But again, you wouldn't be surprised if any of those dogs claim that heat. Race number five, heat four. Let's run through this one quickly, Todd. So Electra Tinsel for Philip Lenehan, box one. Lupini Minnelli, David Gill, box two. Mr. Cadillac for Captain Abbott in box three. Compton Kelly for Tracy Price in box four. Got Rhythm, another new one for Keir Hurley in box six. Box seven is Your Colour Room for Andrew Paraskevis in so that's box seven. And then box eight is Burn By for Ryan Galea. So another interesting race here, Todd. I really like the form of Your Colour Room here. I think this dog is a bit of an enigma. It was a really, really good winner over the 512 at Mount Gambier a few starts back. Was third and ran on pretty well and then won over 600. Seen the track three times now. I don't think the wide draw will bother it too much. I think it's a dog with plenty of ability. It actually has four wins and two placings from eight starts from box seven and has also won four times as well from seven starts from box eight. So I think it really likes the wide draws here, and I think it's actually really nicely drawn. So I've got Your Colour Room on top for Andrew Paraskevis. To beat Got Rhythm for Keir Hurley, another newcomer for her kennel. But you look at the dogs that this you know, that have beaten this dog in recent starts. Explicit, which has been flying, going to the Sandgroper, Elite Alex, Heffin and Bale. Like, these are, you know, open class dogs in Victoria, and has form that stacks up really well. So I've got that dog in for second. Lapini Minnelli for David Gill in for third. Again, another dog with some mixed form lines coming from the middle distance back to 515 or 512 here at Mount Gambier. Another dog that'll be firmly in the finish as well. And I had Burn By in for fourth as well, but another really open heat. But your colour room, I think, looks to be one of my better bets on the card, I think, on Sunday.
We got a bit of a party pup here. I agree with you. I've got number seven on top as well, your colour room. A dog which I just call them, they do anything dogs. It can lead. It comes from behind. I think Sale Cup finalist from last year. I think even still might hold the Sale Track record over the staying trip there. Over
the 640. It only just nearly fell the other week to actually to the SA dog Finish Jewel. Yeah. One of Ryan Harrison, Ryan Tugwell and Lauren Harris's greyhounds as well. It was a really good run. So yeah, your colouring does have that record, but the SA dog's coming for that one, it seems.
Yeah, that says a lot as well about Finish Jewel's ability since going over there as well, because your colour room loves Sale as well. The wide draw, it ticks a lot of boxes for me, your colour room as well. Seeing the track, again, handles box seven beautifully. And can if it leads, game over for mine. If it doesn't, I think it's still game on. So seven for mine, your colour room. In for second, Lupini Minnelli. Completely ignore that 30.04 time it's got recorded to it as its PB there. It can go much quicker. It's a bit of a dog transformed. Used to race here for Tim Aloisi. It was going quite well over multiple distances since going back to Melbourne. I think it's flourished for mine in the David Gill kennel. It likes to rail, consistent type as well, and also does a bit of anything in a race. So that's in for second. And then in for third, Got Rhythm again. Its form line reads wonderfully. Can't tell you anything else about this dog. I'm assuming it's probably seen the track as well if the Hurleys have been down there on trial days. Again, just you look at some of the dogs it's finished behind and think about what damage they could do in a race like this. And the round at the first four, I am going to put in what's going to be a bolter. I think it'll be good for some multiples. Mr. Cadillac as well. Very honest, consistent plugger. And I think it can just kind of add some value to multiple punters out there. So 7, 2, 6, and 3, my numbers, please.
No worries, Todd. Race 6, the fifth heat on the card. Aston Weston for Paul Hammerstein in box 1. Immense for Matty Schultz in box 2. Top Cadillac for Captain Abbott in box 3. Idhana Rico for Cameron Forshaw in box 4. Box 6 is Arm and R for Dustin Drew. Box 7 is Wild Star for Tracy Price. And box 8, Power of Silence for Clint Trengove. Another race with some form lines. There's clearly a standout here in Idhana Rico. Do you think anything can knock it off, Todd, or are you happy to roll with Idhana Rico?
I am going to put Idhana Rico on top for mine, but I found this to probably be one of the trickier heats, to be honest, because there's a dog which I really surprised me when it won the Easter feature at Gawler last start called Power of Silence here for Clint Trengrove. I have to be honest with you, I didn't think it would win that race. I didn't like it at all, even though it went out favourite. I thought it would get run down even when it led, and it went 30-60, and it didn't really look like puncturing, so it proved me wrong. So that does worry me, because it's going to be cutting over pretty hard to the rails as well from box 8. I think it's going to keep the outside pairing of Anima and Wild Star pretty honest. At Hana Rico, I'm just not sure where he's going to be going that at first turn. I know Cameron Forshaw has made it quite obvious that the dog has been down there to trial, and it has seen the track. He's going to need to be on song early as well, and hopefully, ideally for mine, I'd rather him actually let the 8 kind of carve across and sit behind it and get a little bit of a track into the first turn. So I am putting Idhana Rico on top, but again, this is I don't want to say it's a bit of an arm twist. Just this race, this is the heat where it really kind of did my head in trying to figure it all out. So Idhana Rico on top, have to put Power of Silence in for second for mine. It shut me up good and quick when winning the Easter feature at Gawler. In for Dustin Drew in for third. Its form reads okay. It's seeing the track as well, and I think having that vacant box in 5 will help, and hopefully, again, I want it to actually miss a little bit of the kick so it doesn't get pressure from the 8. And then to round out the first 4, I am going to put Aston Weston in. Again, I just really like the draw for it. I know its form doesn't read the best, but the draw is pretty handy. It should be an immense out as well, and if anything, immense stays in the centre of a track, so should give it a little shepherd to the first turn. So in what is a really tricky heat for mine, I am going 4, 8, 6, and 1.
No worries. I've got Idhana Rico on top. I just think that this dog is 2 or 3 lengths quicker at least than most of these. And having seen the track and speaking with Cameron, that he thinks the dog's going pretty well. And I know it wasn't quite at its best in the match race last week, but a bit of travel back and forth between Mount Gambier and Angle Park to trial the dog might have had a bit of an effect on that as well. Cameron's been no secret that he went down to Mount Gambier. And, you know, I just think that this dog is flying at the moment and it's seen it's produced its best in these big races. You know, Murray Bridge Cup final was a brilliant performance. And until it gives me a reason otherwise, I'm going to keep putting that dog on top. So I've got Ihana Rico on top to beat Arminar for Dustin Drew. Again, dog that's won at the track, you know, got a little bit of ability. I think that dog will get a nice card into the race from Ihana Rico as well. I've got Power of Silence in for third. Again, a really impressive run at Gawler last week, and a dog that I think's got a bit of improvement in it still as well. And I've got Immense in for Matty Schultz for fourth. I think that dog's probably going to lead this race potentially from box two. It's got a bit of early speed. A dog that's been running in good quality but just hasn't been able to win one of these races. So with a bit of luck here, who knows for Immense. But again, drawn well in box two, and I think it can be definitely in front early and maybe causing Ihana Rico a few headaches as well. Pretty open though, but I think Ihana Rico on top. Race 7 is the 6th heat. Now again, another really open heat here. So K-Bale in box 1 for Tim Aloisi. Mighty Quinn in box 2 for Rodney Clark. Box 3, Aston Calcara for Dustin Drew. Box 4, Long Haul for Kia Hurley. Box 5, Federal Flash for Dave Peckham. Box 6, Honey Rocks for Tracy Price. Box 7, Rosales for Nicole Stanley. And box 8, Beauty Bubbles for Aaron Blake. Todd, a really open 8-dog race this one. How did you see it playing out?
I like the inside 4 for mine. I think all because of a dog here called Long Haul. I think it's going to jump very well and it does like to stay in the centre of the track, run a little bit wide, making life very tricky for the outside divisions for mine. Look, I am with Aston Calcara to knock off, which I'm assuming will be the favourite, Kai Bale in 1. I just really like its form line. Such good versatility as well. You see that it's won from the 400s through all the way to the middle distance of the 600s and all that as well. Has seen the track for mine. I think it's going to get a beautiful run to the first turn thanks to its next door neighbour in Long Haul. If it can get its bum in front of Kai Bale early, I think it's going to keep it very honest. I think Kai Bale is a clear and obvious danger. Will start favourite for mine. I can't see how it won't be. I've got to put that in for second. He can be a little bit finicky, but my word, you look at some of the dogs that he's been running behind as well. And box 1 to boot, beautiful. And Mighty Quinn in for that is in for third. Again, just I think Long Haul just makes this for the inside 3. So Long Haul will be in for 4 for mine. So 3, 1, 2, and 4.
Yeah, a really interesting race this one. I've got Long Haul on top. I think, you know, Keir Hurley, they obviously bypassed the match race series. It would have been one of the key seeds in the match race series. And they bypassed that to go to Mount Gambier with Long Haul for the cup, targeting the cup. So I don't think the box 4 draw will worry it. I actually think, you know, it likes a bit of room up the track. I think it'll shift out a little bit. And if it's Murray Bridge Cup form is anything to go by, you know, it was pretty stiff in the heat and then was brilliant in the consolation as well. You know, went quicker than Ihana Rico, was just 200ths of a second behind Ihana Rico in what Ihana Rico did in the final. Mm-hmm. So it's a dog with plenty of ability. I don't think box 4 worries it. I think it, you know, it shifts up the track a little bit and shows plenty of speed. So I had Long Haul on top to beat Aston Calcara for Dustin Drew. 3 for 3 track and distance. A dog that's improved every time it's seen the track as well. So I think that dog's going to keep getting better, you know, 30.11 into 29.77 into 29.59. If it goes a little bit quicker than that, it's in that 29.40 range. It's probably going to be in the finish as well. Kay Bale in for third for Tim Aloisi, a newcomer to his kennel, but again, plenty of ability, you know, running against really strong dogs, Meadows, Sandown Company, Thursday night dogs there as well. And then I've got Federal Flash in for fourth as well. Probably going to have to deal with Long Haul early trying to shift up the track, but another dog that's come through that Murray Bridge Cup and produced some really good performances as well. So, a really open race, but 4-3-1-5 for me. Race eight is Heat 7 on the card, and this looks to be one of the easier heats with the form dog in SA Like Wildfire for Tim Aloisi having drawn box 1. Mile Mate for Tracy Price is box 2. Follow the Band for Daniel Gibbons in box 3. Artificial Blue for Callum Blake in box 4. Our Demiro for Melissa Freetag in box 5. Box 6 is Zygon Bale for Robert Camilleri. Devilish Child for Alicia Bartholomew in box 7. And Chameleon Comet in box 8 for Ian Bibby. Like Wildfire, off the Easter Cup, goes 30-28. on a wet track at Angle Park on Monday night. Do you see anything rolling it from box one here, Todd, or not?
No, I can't. Even the fact it hasn't seen the track doesn't really worry me too much. He's a professional dog. He's been to multiple tracks and that before. He's been over multiple distances at those tracks, so new, you know, foreign boxes and that don't really concern him all that much. There will be a bit of speed in the race. He'll get led for mine. He will get led from dogs like Follow the Band, which is my second selection. Some of its wins, its sectionals have been fantastic, but I don't really rate it as a fair dinkum 500-meter dog. It's more for mine a very, very good 400 to 450 type, but it'll make sure the pace in this race, even with a roughie in this race called Our DeMiro, that'll put the pace into the race as well. But, yep, like Wildfire on top for mine, but again, Jimmy DeGoose could really pick him. I can't go against him. I really just can't. Followed a band in for second. After that, we'll go to Zygon Bale. Give it up a little bit of race experience, one of the more lightly raced dogs, but it went really well when winning at Sale last start. And again, I think it'll get a good card over from the Speedy 5. And to round out the first four, number two, My Old Mate. He knows the track very well here. One thing he'll do is he'll keep the inside. He'll keep plugging away. He'll keep charging home. So, yep, 1, 3, 6, and 2, my numbers. Thanks, Luke.
Yeah, I've got Like Wildfire on top as well. I just think that this dog is, it's got so much ability, and you've seen it run times on, you know, a bit of rain on Monday night. Yeah. 1:30:28. You know, I think the track was dry. It probably goes close to breaking that 30-second barrier at Angle Park. So I've got Like Wildfire on top comfortably. I've got Follow the Band in for second for Daniel Gibbons. Again, you know, he's coming over, you know, beat Flying Zulu last start, which is a, you know, Thompson dog, which is going quite well. Got some ability there as well around these, you know, one mix of one turn and, you know, Sandown Meadows form in Victoria. So I think that dog can be in the finish and it's got plenty of ability. So Follow the Band in for second. I've got My Old Mate in for third. So ran a PB last start at Mount Gambier, 29.63. Only quite a young dog. Going to have a bit of improvement. Don't think the inside draw helps it a lot and can definitely be in the finish. And then I've also got Zygon Bale in for fourth. So my numbers in that heat are 1, 3, 2, and 6. But again, Like Wildfire looks the one to beat there. Now, the final heat, I found this one the hardest of the heats on the card for me. Race 9, it'll be number 8. So box 1, Piscopo Pale for Daniel Gibbons. Box 2, Shameless for Jasmine Blake. Box 3, Can You Exceed for Matthew Lanigan. Box 4, Purified for Jason Newman. Box 5, Electric Carry for Philip Lenahan. Box 6, Hooked on Love for Tracy Price. Box 7, Eskimo Roger for Robert Womwell. And Royal Nangar for Tracy Amos is in box 8. Todd, really interesting race, this one. How did you see this one playing out?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. This was very tricky. I don't know how this speed map's going to work. I don't really know who's going to be leading going around that first turn. I know it's one of the more lightly raced dogs in this race, and it's very a Sydney or the Bush kind of dog. If it leads, game on. If it doesn't lead, I think it will struggle to run the drum. But I'm going for it to overcome the bad draw name, going with Fletcher Carey. When it leads, it's very good for mine. Hooked on Love in 6 isn't the best dog out of boxes. Purified isn't the best out of boxes, so it should have a little bit of room to move early and be able to carve over and cross. So Lecture Carry on top for mine in a bit of an arm twist kind of tip there, because again, the speed, I'm just not sure. If it don't lead, it's completely different for mine, but I think that is going to be your leader. Therefore, that's my on top selection. Can You Exceed in for second as well, just a very professional type as well, who again knows multiple tracks and all that as well. Matthew Lanigan knows how to travel with dogs too. Piscopo Bale in for third for Daniel Gibbons. Good dog as well, mixes its distance up a little bit as well. Will want the inside, has the inside, lovely. And a absolute bolter here. I know his best days might be beyond him, but there's still some life in the old legs yet. Hooked on Love for Tracy Price to round out the first four. Got through to the Murray Bridge Cup, even though it went around at Bolter's odds after running a very nice placing. So yeah, I've left off some handy dogs there, but this race, very tricky. Again, I just don't know what's going to be in front by the time they go around that first turn, but I'm hoping it's Lecture Carry, because that'll take a fair bit of catching. So it'll be 5, 3, 1, and 6 for me in the last.
I have gone with Can You Exceed on top for Matthew Lanigan. Young dog, plenty of ability. I just think that this dog wins this race. I just think it's just got the most ability out of any of these greyhounds. So I've got Can You Exceed on top. You know, as running, you know, hasn't won for its last five starts. But again, you look at the dogs it's running against: Idolize, Mpunga Reward, you know, humidity through the launching pad. Like, it's got really good form, and I think this dog's got plenty of ability. So I've got Can You Exceed on top to beat Piscopo Bale for Daniel Gibbons as well. You know, has seen the track, 29.71, but previously here from box one, I think it's got, you know, it's a better dog than what it was 12 months ago when it ran here. So I think that dog's got plenty of ability as well, from box one, well drawn. Purified for Jason Newman, one of the locals in box four. This is a dog that came through the SA, the Derby and the Oaks last year and came through the Adelaide Cup Series as well. So it's had a bit of time at Mount Gambier with Jason Newman, a dog that, you know, I think's got ability, can keep improving as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if that dog was firmly in the finish. And then I had Royal Nangar in for fourth as well for Tracy Amos, a dog that was a good second last week at Angle Park behind Zinfandel Evie. You know, hit the line really well, and I think this dog can, you know, be in the finish as well, getting up over 500 for the first time at Mount Gambier. But again, another dog that in a really open heat could potentially take that one out. So 3, 1, 4, and 8 for me in a really open race, and that seems to be the theme across all of these heats, Todd.
Yeah, they're really I'm looking forward to when these markets go up. I think there's going to be a lot of depth in a lot of them. I think the only real shorty and it picks itself will be Like Wildfire. Besides that, there's going to be some very open races, and again, we left off some pretty handy dogs there, but you can't tip them all. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this pans out too. There is so much depth. I am so proud of these heats.
It's a fantastic card across. Got a really interesting 600 meter race to kick off the card, which has got Zippy Neutron down there. You know, obviously there's a track record holder over 700 there, but 600 meters, you know, back at Mount Gambier for that dog as well. So I'll be interested to see how that goes. And there's a couple of heats of a 400 meter feature as well, which are later on in the card too. So it leads really well for a big cup week the following week, with a really solid program on Sunday.
Yeah, This is one of the best programs, it should be as well, being the Cup East. One of the best programs I've seen at Mount Gambier for a long while. Again, pat on the back to everyone who had anything to do with this as well. Even the support card is going to be brilliant. And when the final comes out, I think there'll probably be a consolation and all that too. This is tops.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting program. Do you have best out of these heats, Todd? Is it something that we know that you have the man from the Mount giving his tips down there for Mount Gambier, but do you have a special for the listeners and maybe one or two others that the followers of At The Dogs SA will be able to get on for you on Sunday as well?
Two for me. Little shout out to the man from the Mount as well. He does good work. He's in handy form as well. For me, I've got two. I am going with Chapel Road, isn't it, my first one there. I can't see why it won't be able to get across. If it gets across, then game on. I think it's going to be very tough to run down. So Chapel Road, the first one. And I am actually going with, where are you? I've lost you there. I am actually going with Aston Calcara as well, the knockoff Kai Bale in that race. I reckon it can go straight to the front, Aston Calcara. If it does, Kai Bale's going to have to be sitting right on its hammer to be able to run it down. So those are the two for mine. So race 7, number 3, Aston Calcara. And the other one is race 3, number 7, Chapel Road.
Yeah, I'm going to go against you there. I'm actually going to go race 7, number 4, Long Haul is one of my best bets. I think at a value price, I just think it'll run a really big race, and I think that's a dog in really, really good form. And Your Colour Room is the other one for me as well. I think that dog, you know, is going to be a reasonable price, but I think Wide Draw will help it, and I think that's the other one for me as well. I'll just double check what race that one's in. Let me find it. We've got all these heats here.
Box 7. They're at race number 5.
Race 5, number 7. So race 5, number 7, and race 7, number 4. They're my two best bets on the card at Mount Gambier, and what shapes to be a really fantastic fortnight of racing down in the Mount, and then building towards the Anniversary Cup later this month at Angle Park, and caps a really awesome April, I think, for greyhound racing here in SA.
There's always going to be something going on as well. The Anniversary Cup now, with it being worth 50G, should really get some of the best coming down here as well to celebrate what's been an amazing over half century of history in this fantastic industry.
No, looking forward to it. Todd, thank you very much for joining us on the Dogcast.
Easy done.
And we look forward to seeing you guys at the track.